This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, live from Simple Life Hospitality's house at 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay, in the shadow of Lambeau Field. And once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And if you're driving down Lombardi, it's got the big Favre, like when he won the Super, or threw the first touchdown pass in the Super Bowl with
That's
the helmet
perfect,
up.
Isn't it?
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
This is an awesome location.
Awesome
a lot of good
location.
Locations.
We'll talk more with Michael from Simple Life Hospitality about how to come on down now or after the show. We've got all kinds of great food for you and things like that, and find out what you need to know if you have a little bit of an interest or a lot of an interest in renting out your house for the NFL draft or Packer games.
Talking side hustle.
Oh, I got to ask one thing. We got to ask him. So you're really big into linens. Obviously. You are. You're big into linens.
I mean, listen, the listeners know. Every time
Everybody
they text
knows.
In,
I think
this could be a linen
stuff.
Story.
I yeah. was the mayor
Michael
for a while.
Did
I had
you
a business.
See those?
Yeah.
They're like so heavy. That's like a real high quality
that,
linen.
It is. Yeah. It's awesome. And it, yes.
You weren't here for it yesterday, John.
It was,
but
John,
the,
it was,
the look on Jim's face when he brought those linens
like,
in,
yeah.
it was like Christmas
it's
when
like
he was 5 years
it's
old.
Like
I believe it.
And the pony
cash.
Came, right? It was like,
wow.
like when he first got Star of the Pony.
Are those ones that are going into your house when you rent it out?
Yeah.
yeah.
You're darn right
wow.
there.
Nice. Going on my Toll, Discover Green Bay in the house.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
We talk about the NFL draft, how exciting it is, who's going to get drafted, 32 teams, who's going to go first, second, third, fourth, all the way. But the business side of it is as exciting to some of us as the draft is. To some of us, even more so.
Yeah, it really is. And the impact, I think we don't even realize how big this is going to be. We've never had an event even close to this size in the community. But boy, we look at Detroit and Cleveland, Kansas City, the impact it's had on those cities is immense. And, is you know, we're a little smaller than
right.
these big metro markets.
Right.
For a community our size, it's unimaginable.
And you put together something that I people
this is
ask
really
they call
cool.
it. You have a business resource kit.
How to get your business draft ready.
And I think this is good that this is out in print, available right now, because, you know, it's Christmas and then the Super Bowl and it's like, holy mackerel, the draft is in 30 days. You got to start doing some stuff now.
Yeah, it's 133 days away, but who's counting?
who's losing sleep? Huh?
yeah, but we've had so many people calling, asking questions
right.
that we really thought a guide like this would be helpful. And, you know, it's anything from protecting the IPs, the intellectual property of the NFL and Packers.
Right.
We've seen, you know, logos that have come out that's basically the NFL logo with someone else's initials
yeah.
replacing the NFL. A little bit of a problem there.
I told Johnny not to do that.
yeah. I had a laugh, though. My walking route now. I walk past the bars downtown in Maine. I don't know if it was the college
that's not
or
Maine. Oh, down there? You go
yeah.
that far?
Yeah.
They're putting a deck. Yeah, that's going to be very
but
active.
In the big
yeah.
window, there says it has like the logo. It says, welcome, the unofficial draft headquarters of the Green Bay Packers.
Right? Yeah, those guys would do that down there.
Those are some things that we're trying to help businesses understand.
kind of
what you can do, what you can't. It's actually on the greenbay.com website.
Okay, I want to start
in
with
the
that
draft area.
Because this is really cool. It's a business resource kit, and it's got all the questions and answers
promotional
in here.
Resources.
How to take advantage when you're an hour from Green Bay.
Right.
What if your business doesn't appeal to a typical sports fan?
Right.
This is great.
Yeah.
And people need that because, like you said, the last thing you want is someone to do something and then get closed down or the county,
yeah.
I guess, is smacking some pretty good fines
we're,
on
we're
people.
We're a lot friendlier
so.
Than the NFL attorneys. So we'd rather be the ones that say, oh,
yeah.
you may need to tweak this. And really, a draft is not, you know, anything that anyone has any kind of trademark on. So draft is fine.
Yeah.
Green Bay draft, you know, welcome to the draft.
Right.
Draft fans, that's all fine.
Yeah, we've got a few things, Brad, but we're going to
yeah.
keep it under wraps until we get the financing squared away. But this is going to be fun for people. I mean, to have it here, you know, we got to lean into this because I think it.
Yeah.
Side hustle money. We talk about, you know, some of the schools are closed, and we've talked to a couple of teachers that are going to. Even if you just waitress, bartender, why not, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times we're looking just at the economic impact that comes from that week. But there'll be 50 to 70 million people watching this on TV. That's a commercial. I mean, imagine trying to buy that commercial. And it's all over the United States.
You're like
all
the
over
Super Bowl,
the world.
Like buying a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, and I mean, we market and advertise and sell the community. This is like a dream to have that kind of coverage. So that impact, we hope, will extend well into the future.
Just, we get on there, just, we'll buy a 15-second commercial. Just please, everybody watching, send me a dollar. That's all I'm asking for.
Maybe $2.
I'm stuck in radio. Please help me out. And
I like that you got a do's and don'ts.
Yeah, yeah, the things that you can do, the things that you can. And I mean, it's just to get people thinking. Obviously, it's not the all-inclusive list, but to get that conversation going and have people think a little bit about it.
You'll probably update this as time goes
on,
too.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, that's the beauty of PDFs on a website.
You know what's weird, though, Brad? And you know, we're just talking with Jeff about it and the guys from Ashwaubenon, Nick and Joel, but This is only, you know, you could say, okay, we're hosting the NFC Championship game and that's huge. We're hosting this and that's huge. But this is something that'll never happen again. And you got to pretty much get it right this one time. There's no second chance.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, the NFL, one of the guys that's working on some of the logistics and whatnot, we were visiting with him. And of course, we're a little, have a little bit of anxiety over everything. And he was telling us he was leaving to go down and work on the Super Bowl in New Orleans, his 27th Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wow.
He did the one with Brett Favre that we went out in New Orleans. It's like, oh, well, I guess you've got this covered. You know what you're doing. So
and
they've been wonderful to work with.
Great. This isn't competitive. So people who've had it, they're not competing with Green Bay. So they want to help you.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
I mean, you talk about reaching out to Kansas City and a couple of these other Detroit.
Yeah, people in our industry, destination marketing, the convention and visitor bureaus in those communities have been absolutely fantastic. And we will be as well. We've been already talking to Pittsburgh about, you know, our experiences. Cleveland was wonderful. Kansas City, Detroit. Some of these ideas actually came from Detroit.
Right.
And we've kind of made it a little bit our own and added some things.
Can I ask a quick question when you mentioned Detroit?
Sure.
Okay, so I watched every day of that draft. Okay, I used to live outside of Detroit and everything. So I thought that was cool that, you know, when I was down there, Detroit was considered the worst city in America. It really and truly was. And it's great to see them, as much as I can't stand their football team right now. It's great to see. By the way, did you see what happened to the guy that went after LaFleur the other day?
Yeah.
Lost his season tickets.
Yeah.
Good, he deserves it. But anyway.
No mercy.
But have you been able to figure out any numbers? Because, okay, you watch the draft on this day, and then you watch it the next day, and it looks like the same round of people, and the guys from Ashwaubenon were sending about 50,000. Is it generally 50,000 different people every day, or is it 50,000 people in total that come to the area? Have they given you any kind of a formula on how to figure that out?
There is some that'll carry over. Maybe they're all 3 days. They come with their spreadsheets and, you know, are tracking everything. Definitely the first day is the biggest.
Right.
Second day is still very big.
Absolutely.
The third day on Saturday, it turns to more locals and families.
Okay.
Which is really awesome. And the NFL is looking at doing different things on Saturday. The bike parade will likely be on Saturday. They're doing a market kind of thing, playing off from events in Green Bay to try and promote what the community is like outside of game day. So there'll definitely be some repeats, but there'll be new people that come in on the weekend.
Okay.
Versus the, you know, the crazy fans that'll be there on
That's
Thursday.
What I was wondering.
But people are excited about this, but then some people think it's too big for us. Anything you're concerned about? I mean, I've talked to you before about this.
Yeah.
You seem pretty confident.
Well, the old argument, the old thing was, would the Packers ever get an NFL draft? And the same thing would always come out, no, there's not enough hotel rooms. And that's where Michael's company and everything is filling that niche.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with short-term rentals, with the hotels, and people are used to, in a major market, traveling an hour or more to get to the venues. So we have a lot of housing in northeastern Wisconsin. It'll spread down to Milwaukee and into Madison. I mean, we go down to Milwaukee and Madison for a day trip.
Right.
It's definitely doable. And, you know, there'll be challenges certainly with traffic as some of the roads get shut down and whatnot. But it's 3 or 4 days. That are going to benefit the community for years to come. So we ask for some patience and some grace, and it'll be an awesome time for everyone. And I think one of the things I'm most excited about is having gone to a number of these things, trying to get it to come here, to have our residents have this opportunity.
Yeah,
they may
right.
not be able to get to LA or Vegas or some of the places that have hosted the draft. It's like outside our back door.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And it's free.
Yeah.
It's a huge opportunity. So I hope people in Green Bay and the surrounding areas take advantage of it when it's here.
I think this town's just going to embrace that like a Super Bowl. And that we probably won't have, right? I mean, we don't have the Class A hotel rooms for... Yeah, I'll talk about the Super Bowl.
We're too small for that.
Right.
But we can be in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's no problem.
I'm okay with that. I'll take that. I'll take that over hosting it. Brad... what other stuff is going on? I mean, Discover Green Bay is a huge organization. You got stuff going on all the time. Anything in the near term?
We've got, actually, next year is an awesome year, even outside of the draft. We have the YMCA Gymnastics Championships. We'll be in the Rush Expo almost about the time the draft is moving out.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And Jordan Chiles was just announced as being one of the speakers at the opening event. We've got a massive bowling event that's coming in as well. The Ladies National Championship, but then it's followed by the Junior Gold.
Oh,
3,800
cool.
youth bowlers and their families all over the country.
People can say what they want about bowling. That's huge.
It's huge.
You posted that before. Are we,
yeah.
Because I remember the lanes.
Not one this big.
But okay.
We posted different bowling events, but this one's kind of a granddaddy. It's sort of a Super Bowl when it comes to
bowling. I think that's awesome.
Bowling, yeah. And I mean, they bowl once a day, and the rest of the time they're looking for things to do. It's perfect for tourism.
Well, I think Green Bay, and you know, and Jim, you were part of this as much as anything, for all the negative flack you guys had to take about building the Resh and doing the whatevers and doing the whatevers, I hope you guys sit back and end up blowing smoke and say, hey, I told you so. Look at what this has done for a community.
Yeah, it's a small town, but we can take anything on.
These
you
things
know?
Wouldn't
it
be just... coming without those buildings.
Exactly. Yeah.
So thank you, Jim.
You have the girls' basketball and volleyball here in town.
Oh, that was fun
coming here for that.
And we're after more.
You know, I think Brad, that's a good point what Johnny said, though. But when people come here, it's like, ugh, Green Bay, but they love it.
Yep.
I remember that girls' basketball thing was unbelievable,
huge.
The feedback we got from that.
All right, can you stick around, Brad?
I can.
All right, cool.
We got to set our quick break. Steve, take us out, 1975.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Great song from the 70s. What you do to me.
He's
scary that we know all these.
I know. It's our era right here.
Yeah.
Good job, Steve. Good job. Brad Toll is with us right here, Discover Green Bay. Let's talk about the hotel situation versus the home rentals like we have here.
Sure.
Well, let's just talk about it can work. I mean, I think if we wouldn't have Airbnb, we wouldn't have rentals, we wouldn't have Simple Life, I don't think we could host the draft.
Yeah, I mean, it plays a huge part in our being able to host these things. You know, certainly keeping people in our community is good. And when they're staying in hotels, when they're staying in short-term rentals, those are people that are all here buying goods. And actually, a lot of times in short-term rentals, they're going out and dining in the area, but they're also buying goods from other businesses in the community. So it's expanding the economic impact that comes from having events like this and having people in our community.
And you as Discover Green Bay, which is regional, the governments too are involved, right? With in terms of permits and inspections and Airbnb.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I don't know if that's changing a little bit. Is there a website for that? Do you cover that in your resource kit?
Yeah, pretty much greenbay.com/draft25 is where most everything is. If people have more questions, certainly they can reach out to us and we'll get answers for them. Even if we don't know, we'll figure it out and get an answer to them.
We talk about, and I think it's great that you have this out right now. The draft is, what did you say, 135 days away?
133.
But now's the time to think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because even getting your house ready, you know, you got to have smoke detectors and all that. But, I mean, and Simple Life has helped us a lot
coded,
with that.
Doesn't it?
Huh?
Don't they give you a list of code things?
There's on the website, it says, I think, rent your home. And it tells you how to do it. And if you don't want to mess with all that stuff, Simple Life is one of the great options that is out there to do a lot of that work for you.
Right.
So it makes it very, very easy. That is all on the website as well.
Okay.
Won't be long. We'll start putting information on about Uber and Lyft. Obviously, we'll need some people.
Opportunities.
Can take people around.
We're thinking about doing that.
Again, easy to do. I mean, it's easy to get set up for Uber or Lyft. It's all online. And then if you want to just drive during the daylight, not at night, you can put in the hours you want to drive. That's a pretty cool thing. And the other thing I think where people can make some cash, I was talking to somebody I work with, this DoorDash.
Yeah.
There's some, and then you don't really have people in your car. You just have food. And
yeah, exactly.
You can make like five.
Doesn't argue with you or anything.
Michael, you're joining us here. Step in on this. Is this like maybe the only place in the country that would have to do a lot of Airbnb type things, you know, home rentals, the way you're doing it to people? Because, you know, we're just not a Kansas City or a Dallas or a Chicago type thing. I mean, this is an important aspect of it, isn't it? Because there is always that argument, Green Bay can't host anything big because there's not enough hotels.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Green Bay, is a smaller city than some of the other major cities that hosted the draft before. But when you look at what's happening in the short-term vacation rental industry in general, it's huge. And it's not just the draft. I had someone call me the other day and asked if we could rent houses out around the Meadowlands for the World Cup in 2 years.
Wow.
You know, and it's something we don't obviously have houses there. But what's happening is this is catching on, and more people are seeing the opportunity. Augusta is a great example.
Yeah.
Every year where people are leaving their homes in Augusta for that week during the Masters and, you know, getting $5,000 to $10,000.
Well, that's what all the players do now. They rent their houses.
Players are renting.
They don't stay in hotels anymore.
No. So it's happening all over. But I'm glad that we're here because we do give people that option to stay in a house.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's cool about a house, and hotels are great. Kind of if it's you and your spouse or somebody, but if you want to be with your family, the kids, I mean, this is great. And you can sit, like, look at this house right here.
Together.
Right. And they get their own bedrooms yet. You can sit around at
somebody coffee. Can come out here. I mean, what year do you think this house was built, Brad?
Oh, gosh.
50s?
I would think so.
It's probably 50s or early 60s, maybe.
Probably 60s.
Okay. Yeah. And this is a typical Green Bay house right here. This is a Green Bay house right here. And to see how you can convert it, just spiff it up a little bit, but just the whole ambiance of the Packers and the garage is set up for big screen to watch everything. You don't have to have this, you know, $900,000 house. You can have this house of, what, 1,600 square feet, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the location, you know, this house, the one you guys were at over on True Lane the last time, I mean, these are perfect homes. I mean, you look at the backyard here. I mean, you can't beat the location of what's going to happen behind us in April. So,
but that's the thing. I think people might have that conception. I say, oh, my house isn't. No.
Yeah. No, yeah. Without a doubt.
But with that said, you're not going to take any house. I mean, you want to. You got a reputation. The city's got a reputation.
Absolutely.
I mean, we would like to show people. I mean, this is great. And I think John's point is, there can be 1,400 square foot homes. There also can be 3,500 square foot homes.
Mm-hmm. There can be. And I think, you know, we do a really good job. Our team on the business development side does a really good job of I would say vetting the home, but I guess that's what we're really doing is making sure that it meets certain standards and quality. It doesn't have to be across the street from Lambeau Field. We just picked up a really beautiful home 2 days ago. Like we were talking about on the show yesterday down in Manitowoc, you know, 40 minutes away.
Right.
But it's perfect for what we want for the upcoming draft. And it's exciting.
Well, Brad, this has got to be exciting for you. You've been here, what, 20 years?
Yesterday it was 18 years.
It was 18. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember when you started here and from Minneapolis, and is this the biggest thing, Discover Green Bay, VCB, that you're doing?
Oh yeah. No question. You know, experience over in the Twin Cities with All-Star Games right. for the Wild and whatnot. But, you know, again, bigger cities, bigger organizations over there. This is for a community our size. It just doesn't get better than this. This is basically our Super Bowl as a community.
Yeah. But we couldn't do it without you. I mean, we need the people to make it happen, right? Yeah. I mean, it's the NFL's event.
It was 8 years of begging and pleading. And
what was that moment like when you got, how do they tell you? Do they call you?
Yeah,
email Texas, or right?
Yeah, we ended up, we were with the Packers when they said it's coming to Green Bay.
Wow.
And we still show that video of Roger Goodell coming to Green Bay and making the announcement that we were the first pick of the 25 draft from
That's
the
awesome.
NFL. It still gives me goosebumps. Awesome. I've seen it a million times.
Brett Toll, give us again, tell us how to find this business resource kit, which is very cool. How to get your business draft ready.
GreenBay.com/draft25.
It's great. It's got every question you'd possibly ask.
Thanks for doing this. So. Yeah. Well, it looks great. And we can always update it too as things progress.
Have you worked out anything for Jim and I? Any role? I
mean, a side hustle. We're working on it.
You can sleep on the floor with us over at the visitor center.
Jim, there's one word in Jim's lexicon that he never uses. Volunteer. We got to set a quick break. Brad Toll, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Brad.
Rocking. Thanks for the invite.
When we come back, a familiar face and voice will be joining us back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. A little Build Me Up Buttercup from 1969. Got to get the puker voice in there a little bit there. Right? Hey, we're at 1167 Shadow Lane. We're here at Simple Life Hospitality. You can come in, check it out. We're going to be here till noon. We got food for you like you can't believe. It's unbelievable, the setup. And you get a chance to see what a house, a normal type of house in Green Bay, converted into a Packer-type house, and it's going to be rented out for the NFL draft. It's really cool. We got some very, very special guests. Tammy Elliott.
Good morning.
Introduce your cohort.
And I'm along here with Emerson Lehman, my Action 2 News This Morning partner.
Right. Good morning, everybody.
And who else, Tammy?
And a big surprise, the one only.
We need some music for this. We need something. We need an intro. Like a something like that.
The one and only.
No. That's not it. You got to find me. Boots with the fur.
Did you hear the laugh? Murphy in the Morning, back
hey,
in town.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hello.
Wait, thank I you. Wanted to change your name to Murphy, now retired.
Yes.
Murphy
yes.
in retirement?
That's the first time I held a microphone in like a year.
I haven't quite figured it out yet. Yeah.
And how is retirement going for you?
You know, pretty good, actually.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Your golf game's better?
Well, that's a little sketchy.
What's it like playing at Pebble Beach?
Yeah. Right.
That was amazing.
I mean.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I saw those pictures. It's like, that's unbelievable.
It really was. It was a trip of a lifetime. It was fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you guys all here. Yeah. It's super.
It's great to hear about Murphy's fun and the sun. And back here, Emerson was just telling us how he was jumping his neighbor's car this morning because it was so cold out.
I'll tell you what, I just got in yesterday from Florida. And last week, got up early to walk the dog. Couldn't believe how cold it was. 57 degrees.
Oh.
How do you get back?
How do you leave the house?
I had to put a jacket on the dog. It was like that.
That was a short walk for that dog.
It was a 75 degree temperature change from Monday to Thursday here in Green Bay.
Yeah, because I've been in touch with everybody back here, and everyone's saying, it was beautiful. It's in the 40s. It's going to be nice. And when you get it, I was like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Well, I went deer hunting in the UP one day. It was 54 degrees on, like, November 20th. I mean, it's crazy. But now we're paying for it right now.
Yeah, but there's still no snow. It's a lot better than it used to be. I'm going to get to Florida someday, and you happy down there? And that's a big move.
It is.
You were here for what, 30 years?
Yeah. Well, we're just there part-time, in the winter. But
you're a snowbird.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's great. I mean, the weather's been, you know, that cold spell kind of got down to Florida a little bit too. Yeah. So like this morning down there, it's 32 degrees this morning.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
which part of Florida are you in?
Fort Myers.
Did you get hit with the hurricane at all?
Yeah, a little bit, but we're enough inland where we have to worry about storm surge.
Start dying out a little bit by the time you got here.
It's just wind issues at that point, but yeah.
So Tammy, first thing I said to you, if nobody knew where anybody sat here today, would you know where I sat?
Absolutely. I walked over and I was looking at the leftovers on the floor. That is a constant. Some things just never change.
Like I said, Larry McCarron, somebody asked Larry McCarron one time what it's like sharing an office with John Mino, and said it's like sharing an office with a rodent.
Oh.
Worse than that. Wherever the dog goes.
Right, exactly. We're glad you're enjoying the food.
Yeah, you guys got to help yourself. It's phenomenal food.
It is great food, and they have some great sandwiches, and we're looking at Todd doing our show, and I look over at John, mayonnaise all over his microphone. At 7:22, I'm like, oh my God.
Tammy and I could count that on 18,000 hands.
Absolutely. Seen
that? Oh, that's happened before? Yeah, all right, well, it's new to me.
Need a cleanup crew after
yes, we see that. Yeah, he's motioning over to Nikki, like, bring the broom. I'm like, do it yourself.
I don't know where the broom is. I don't know where you have a broom.
He's like, you know.
Nobody knows where you have a broom.
Anyway, right. So, Emerson, how are you doing? You were down in Chicago for you were nominated for some big-time award
last
time you were on the show. The Emmys.
Our morning show was.
Okay,
we were nominated down there.
It's awesome.
Did not win, unfortunately, but an awesome experience. Great to be down there.
Chris Roth won a big award, right?
He did. He won the Emmy, yeah. So he was successful down there for a story he did on the veterans headed back to Vietnam. And he was very honored to win that.
Was it Normandy?
Normandy? Oh, it was Normandy. My bad. Sorry. I knew it was one of the veteran stories.
Guy's 20 years old.
You follow closer than I did. Yeah. No, but they were.
Well, I had a really good friend that went on that trip.
Perfect.
He's 100 years old and he went on the trip.
Yeah, they were super happy. They heard from the veterans that were a part of it too. So very, very happy.
That was huge for them. So Murph, what do you miss about radio? Anything? Anything at all?
You know, the friends and the fun and things like that, but otherwise not too much, you know.
Getting up at 4 doesn't...
No, still got it fairly early, you know, because the dog's got a life of his own, so...
Hey, yeah. I will pay for this. A picture of Murph carrying the little plastic bag with his dog.
Every morning.
I will put it on my Facebook every morning. Because he's the last person in the world. When we knew him, Tammy... Is he the last person in the world that would go for a walk at a cold winter morning with a little bag for his dog?
Yes, and I will say, like, the whole thing about germs and a little bit of your cleanliness. Mm. You definitely have a thing about that, which I respect, sitting next to Mino.
One of us had to be, yeah. But no, you know, it's just, it's part of the gig, you know, so all it's right. fine, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Good for you.
So no, we like it, enjoy it, having fun. A lot of great people down there, and obviously this time of the year is when you really start to appreciate the
weather, you know, But, and Emerson and Tammy, Channel 2 is great. I mean, you guys are still number one. People listen to you. And I just want to say that Bill Jartz is coming to the community shelter where I work to serve a meal. We have the celebrity servers. And I just want to compliment you on not just being this, like, in the tower news person. I mean, you guys are out there.
Oh, we appreciate that. Yeah, we're a legacy station. The second oldest, I believe, right, in Wisconsin. Well, and second oldest.
100 years old.
Our building is just 100 years old, right?
Oh, yeah.
In Northland.
We did the WBAY thing building. At the Northland for the 100th anniversary.
Yeah. Right.
And it's that and Tarleton. Mm-hmm. And you guys all built exactly the same time.
That was a cool time 100 years ago. We had a little bit of money, and you know, the Roaring Twenties was a true thing. It all went to hell in the 30s.
Were you married then?
Oh, you still got it. You still got it, Murph.
That's funny.
You still got it.
Gee, look at the time. Thanks for coming in.
And we're continuing the legacy. I mean, bringing in Emerson. We talked a lot, like when you were first here, Emerson, just about getting involved in the community. And one of the first things we did was come on to your radio show.
Yeah.
And you've been involved and not only out doing stories, but also getting involved in the community and going out to talk to schools, too. You do that a lot, Emerson.
Yeah, lots of schools love to have us come in, talk about the career path and whatnot. They got to get the future news broadcasters and radio broadcasters out there, right? So a lot of kids are really interested and even kind of teach me a thing or two when it comes to streaming and all that stuff.
And then you tell them the income, it's like, yeah, I'm going to look for something else.
Think of the ceiling, right? Think of the ceiling.
No, you guys are great.
You know, who was I talking to?
You can
to?
Leapfrog in that business.
Oh, Otis. It was with Otis last night.
Yeah.
He came to our event.
Oh, okay.
And we were just talking, radio biz ain't like it used to be. And he said, you know what? Anybody that has a job on the air in radio, consider yourself fortunate.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how the cutbacks have been in radio. Mm-hmm. Why is that? I don't know either.
I mean, technology allows it because now you can have two guys, you know, voice 25 radio stations.
Yeah.
So, you know, technology's huge factor in that.
Todd does shows in London and Georgia and where else, Todd? Oh, and here, okay, but he does shows in London,
sure,
in England,
yeah.
Well, that's pretty much the market, right? London, down Atlanta,
Georgia,
and Green Bay.
Yeah,
can we hear your London accent?
Which leads me to say thank you to all the listeners, right, and our viewers who are loyal and understand the importance of local radio, local TV, and keeping our what's happening in our communities. I mean, you guys do an awesome job at that and really building that and letting people know what's happening.
I think sometimes the local isn't covered like it can be. I mean, everybody gets the couple sentences, but to dig a little bit deeper, even like with Brad Toll on today, to really talk about, you know, some of the things that people are thinking about. And we have so many nonprofits, and this community works, as you guys know. I mean, you've been here long enough. The nonprofits is what make Green Bay work. And we've had everything, the Alzheimer's Association, which we supported last night at this event, and had the Red Cross on, and the community shelters. And it's just, you find it at Emerson. I mean, you're from what, Milwaukee? Where are you from?
Yeah, the Milwaukee area, like a little bit north of Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, that's Kewaskum, a cool city.
I mean, it is. And yeah, you're right, though. You find that everywhere you go, and it's such a welcoming community here. I've loved meeting so many people in the last year that I've been here, and it just continues.
The one thing you'll find about here, if you do your job right or whatever, and you're an okay guy, you'll be surprised at the devotion people will have. And Murph is a perfect example of that. My God, when Murph retired, you would have thought, you know, I mean, it's like the biggest story around for like a week or so. I mean, people do take you into their lives, into their daily routine. And the thing I try to tell young people is take that responsibility seriously. Mm-hmm. Screw off as much as you want, whatever, whatever. But always know this is really a big part of somebody's day in life. Isn't that the truth, Murph?
Oh, absolutely. Every day. Absolutely.
Every day.
And that's the unique thing about local radio and our area in particular. I know back in the day when satellite was becoming a thing, everyone would ask, boy, satellite radio, you guys. How's it? It's not even a dent in what we do. Not even a dent.
Well, I remember, I don't know if it was Duke or some radio guy was talking a thing, and he said, yep, the first time they said radio was dead was when the cassettes came out for car players putting cassette. Right. No, first was the 8-tracks, then it was the cassette, then it was satellite radio, then it was the CDs.
And
you know what? Yeah, no.
Still here.
No.
Still here.
No.
So. Yeah.
Because if there's something happening, they go local right away.
Murph, you know what I still get on a regular, not a regular, but very often? Mm-hmm. I'll never forget listening to you guys on 9/11.
Yes, I get, absolutely.
I get that so many times, you can't believe it.
Everybody, first thing they say, Mino called it.
Yeah.
Mino called it.
Yeah.
Right away.
Actually, you know what Otis said? Otis was telling me he was getting a medical procedure.
Yeah.
So you can't have kids.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
at the time of the attack?
No,
just in case.
No.
Okay, it's not even 8 o'clock. It's 8:30. We've had mayonnaise on his microphone, and now he's talking about a vasectomy. Family show.
I know I should say the word. I don't know if you're...
That's because you didn't know the word.
Well, there's HIPAA laws. About the but he said, the whole time, he said he's conscious while he's doing it, and the whole guy talked about how much he loved Mino Murphy and Katie, and he used to listen to them all the time.
Oh, sure.
And he's like, I'm like, is that, could that be much worse than laying there getting cut up and then somebody talking?
You know, well, you know what could be worse?
What?
Is when I had mine. It was a student teaching sitch.
Oh.
So the guy goes, do you mind if I bring in a couple of students to walk?
What did you say okay? Because I said no.
Well, I said, yeah.
Wow.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's
men
there
the
to learn.
Go and learn on Murphy.
Yeah. Well, they're there to learn. So I'm like, well, okay,
because then you
whatever,
get the surgeon kind of showing off. Watch this. Yeah. I don't want him doing
I just
that
said,
with
you
me.
Don't say a word. You don't know who I am.
I told you my story, though, too. Sure. I was getting a medical procedure that's not very comfortable.
Yeah.
Like what everybody doesn't want to get.
Yeah.
And they kind of dope you up a little bit first.
Yeah.
And the nurse goes, can I ask you
that's called
question?
A colonoscopy.
Okay, Jim, I don't know the word. I don't like to say the words.
It's a big word.
Yeah. And remember, I could never say certain words. Certain words made me ookie. But anyway, the nurse leans out. She goes, can I ask you a question? I go, sure. She goes, are you from IXX? I go, she goes, I win the bet! As they take me down for the...
Yeah.
It's Murphy.
No, I didn't think he looked that old.
Right,
Wow.
Well, that's radio. Wow. That's radio.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back, though. When I first started with you, you used to call me Grandpa because you thought I was so old. Wouldn't you love to be that age back again?
Oh, God,
I think
right?
I was like 42.
I know.
Like, wow, are you old?
Everybody, you were 42 when we were working together?
I think so. Why? Did I seem younger?
No, I thought you were older. Yeah.
But Murphy, wow. Just for the record, everybody at Civic Media calls him Great Grandpa.
So. Well, all right.
Hey, speaking of what you guys do for the community, I saw you guys yesterday about the Toys for Tots.
Yes, Salvation Army.
I am shocked at the number of gifts. Go ahead and tell everybody.
That's awesome. We had last year, I don't know the number, but our lobby, wall-to-wall toys, last year we collected, it was over 40,000 toys, the Marines said.
40,000.
And so, yeah, they were there yesterday from 6 in the morning till 8 at night. And talking just about community support, you were mentioning that, Jim, and I was going to say that is something that we have been doing, last call, we call it, you know, the final day of the Toys for Tots. We've been doing that 20 years at WBAY. So super proud of everybody involved, and it's just a great effort and so fun. It was your first.
Yeah, first one to see it. There were people showing up in U-Hauls dropping off toys, kidding. The Marines going out and about bringing the toys in. It was fantastic.
You want to feel community support. That's a place to walk around that lobby, and because it's all new, unwrapped toys. It's like, and you can't feel Christmas there. You know, you got some issues because it's just unbelievable what the community does.
And those Marines, I remember at the Packer games, I used to have them up in the box afterwards. They do the toys drop there. Mm-hmm. And the Marines can give you every weapon in the world, can give you everything you need to win a war, everything, except anything that covers your ears. That's the only thing they don't issue. And those guys would come in, and their ears would just be bright red and steaming. And I said, like, how come you guys don't care? Well, we're not issued that, so we can't do it.
Well, you know, they told us yesterday, because we were saying, oh, it's so cold out there. They're in their dress blues. You don't have everything.
That looks awesome.
They said, actually, we're hot. We're going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
But that's a tough breed when they just stand out there and collect those things in the cold.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Murph, just 1 minute before we send it to a quick break, what are some of the things that from when you started in radio in Ishpeming, Michigan, or Two Rivers, or wherever, versus now, entirely different world, or?
I don't know. I think people are the same. That sort of stuff is kind of the same. Mechanics of what we do is always the same. It's just more technology, really. That's basically changed. Made our jobs easier. Every year, something made the job easier.
But I can't believe what you guys used to do with the old reel-to-reels.
Oh, God.
Where you'd use a razor blade.
I used to cut tape between songs to edit the phone calls and tape and hope the tape held. It was crazy.
I think what you said about, but at the end of the day, the people are still the same.
They really are. The people want to be treated. Doing it, presenting
but
it.
But with all this technology advancement, there's still a tremendous amount of stress and deadlines.
Let's take a time out and listen to this song real quick.
We got Senator Bright. What do you got going there for us, Steve? Oh, yeah. A little Boots with the Fur. John Vino's favorite song in '96. Whenever Murphy would want to tick me off, he'd play this song. Mac Edwards.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, live from the Simple Life Hospitality Party House at 1167 Shadow Lane, just across from Lambeau Field. John's in place, but I believe the mayor is in the restroom.
Yeah.
Can we take a live mic in there and see what's going on?
I think we can. But you know what? When Nikki was just yelling at me, Mino, we're on.
Yeah.
Murph, what did you say about 1,000 times when we worked together over the loudspeaker?
Yeah. Mino, we're on the air.
Mino to the studio.
Yeah.
Mino to the studio. Yeah.
What's he doing?
Lord only knows.
Yeah. No one really knows. Yeah. I mean, it was just like disappearing in action all the time.
He's kind of wandering.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor.
Hey, Jim, you want to join us?
Hey.
Doing a live radio show here. You see what I have to deal with?
Yes.
Do you know what it's like to deal with somebody that doesn't pay attention and doesn't focus?
Oh, I hear
what?
You. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
how what? The tables have turned.
This is so great having you guys together. You know what's funny, though? Once you work closely in what we did, and it's such a part of your life. I mean, you're all getting up early in the morning, and you're spending time, and you're talking, and you're trying to bring something to the people. It does develop a kinship that will stay forever, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We were just saying when we were in break that Emerson was just celebrating his 1-year anniversary yesterday with WBAY. So
congratulations.
Nice. And Brad Toll, 18 years yesterday with the VCB.
Awesome.
So yesterday was a big day, right?
Yeah, and it's so interesting because you spend so much time together. I think, like you said, John, doing a morning show. I mean, we're together for hours on air, 3 hours, more than that. And you just instantly...
Well,
you
know, I was about 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
Hour 45.
Yeah. Yeah. Depends if I had a GB game the night before and went out.
Yeah. Felt a little more like 3 to 4 to 5 sometimes, but you know, who's counting the hours? But
that was only because you had to keep kicking them to get them up.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, right. But yeah, it's so true. And then you guys were involved in my wedding and, you know, you were just like part of my family, really. And then we talked about that because you get together after not seeing each other for a while and you just sort of pick up where you left off.
Right back to the same place.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I still say the greatest thing I've in the media and all the things I've done was our trip to New York for Regis. That's still a highlight of my career. But I love this. Okay, Murph had never been to New York before. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're in a hotel room and he looks at us, oh my God. He goes, Statue of Liberty is right down the street here. It was an inflatable Statue of Liberty.
No.
He thought it was the real Statue of Liberty. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
True Murph or not?
It looked real. It really did.
Was that after we were out to dinner for cocktails?
I think it was.
Okay. I just was thinking maybe, you know. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you know what you talked about when you went to New York about how small the hotel rooms are?
Yes.
Murphy and I, our bed was like this. Wasn't that unbelievable?
Crazy. Not even half the size of this room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Called an upgrade, Johnny. You got to get upgraded.
We're on
there.
The Midwest budget, though. So
well, that's right. Yeah. Duke wasn't writing out any more checks.
They were just lucky to be in town, right? Yeah. It was like, are we doing this live remote or are we going to all go to New York together?
We had no idea what was going to happen.
Right.
None whatsoever. But I still get people on a regular basis talking
that
about that.
That was a huge, huge deal.
Yeah. Unreal.
And you know, it was kind of at that point, like a career decision for me. I think a lot of people were asking, well, are you going to leave? Are you going to go somewhere else? Are you going to go to the big city? And some things came up and I had some opportunities, but I was getting married at the time. And I always thought about, you know, being close to home. And I'm really glad to be here. Yeah. I mean, I grew up, you know, like a mile down the road in Ashwaubenon. And so just
Reach had a crush on you. And then we said, dump Glenn, dump him.
Okay. Let's be honest. The only reason was because my height, I was the right height.
The same size.
I was shorter than Regis and made him look
that's
tall.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right.
Well, it's great you guys are here and I just want to,
go ahead.
Just,
you bet.
We're here on behalf of Simple Life Hospitalities. And I don't know if you guys are renting your homes out for the draft. I am. And there's a company that's Turnkey. And Michael, come back here. You're sponsoring this. Just give us one more like pitch on Simple Life because I think we're running out of time. I can't believe it's 8:55 already. You know what I mean?
What do you guys need?
Well, we just want to talk a little bit about why Simple Life.
I mean, what's going on here today? The rest of the day.
We got another 3 hours.
The rest of the day today, we have an open house here. So individuals who are looking to potentially rent their home out. For the upcoming NFL draft, or even if just for leisure purposes, if you have own a second or third or fourth or fifth home, and looking to make some extra money, we're definitely the company to help you out from that perspective. A full service vacation rental home. We manage just slightly over 150 homes, primarily in Door County, North Woods, here in Green Bay, one in Lake Geneva, and two in Florida.
1167 Shadow Lane, right across the street from the Packer parking lot. Going to be here till noon, Michael?
We're going to be here till noon.
There's plenty of food for you folks for free.
We have food. We have staff here to talk to you about what we're doing.
Right. And what you can do. You can do the linens. You can do the security system.
I did bring Jim some linens yesterday.
Jim's got a thing about linens.
He does.
He's got a fascination with linens. Yes, has the most perfect linens.
Get this.
So Michael brings in the type they put in the bedding.
Okay. Well, no, these are from my former company, but they used to be put on the Fairmount Hotel's beds.
Jim, so they are pretty nice. Happiest kid in America. Because he brought him linens.
I went to a Unity Hospice resale store. It's a great, great place. I support them. I go there. And I went there the other day, and there were some really nice napkins, some linens. I'm like, wow, we have some of this stuff. And this would be great to add to our stuff at home. So I bought them, and then I was looking at my car. She goes, what are these? I said, I just bought them. She goes, I brought them there.
I knew they looked familiar. Yeah,
yeah, they did look familiar. I liked them. But anyway, so we're going to get some different linens. But thank you again for that.
Thank you so much.
You guys do it right. And they provide the coffee, Simple Life Coffee, and just a lot of nice things that people
want to
see.
Yeah, it's about creating an exceptional guest experience. You know, managing the home is one part of our business, but it's really truly creating an exceptional guest experience so that people go back and they've made memories for a lifetime. So it's pretty exciting.
And again, 1167 Shadow Lane, real easy to find, just right off of Military, right off of Lombardi. And what a great thing that you guys are doing, Michael.
Thanks
for hosting us.
No, thanks for having me.
This is great.
All right.
And you guys, have you talked about the NFL draft, what you're going to be doing? Are you covering that? Or what are they going to do? Murphy, you come up for that?
I don't believe so, no.
We'll get
April? No.
No.
What'd you say? We'll get tickets because it's free. you get tickets, man.
If you do, you can bring your dog over to Jim's. He's got the most spoiled dog in America.
Really?
He's a great dog. He listens to our show.
All right, I'm sorry. That's he literally exciting. Listens to our show, and he hates the sound of my voice. That's no lie.
I get that.
Okay, yeah, all right. Right.
Wow, he still got it. Murph, my man, thank you.
Emerson.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Thanks for everybody coming down here today. Noon today, 1167 Shadow Lane. Come on down, find out more about it, have some phenomenal food. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
All right.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.